No. They eat mosquitoes or something?
Some people claim that. Mm-hmm.
They look like an old-timey, unmodified helicopter, you know? Some gyro bugs, you know?
What about insects
that stink? Yeah, wasp, yellow jacket, bumblebee, honeybee, sweatbee, sandfly, knitfly, jetfly.
What about the one that's really got a vicious sting, build big paper nests?
No, that's a wasp. Red wasp.
Well, these things build, I mean, sure enough, big paper nests in trees.
Like a yellow jacket?
Oh,
yeah, yellow jacket. They're just like a moccasin, boy. Them sumbitches are tough. Is that what you're talking about? Oh, you're talking about a hornet.
Yeah.
Oh, a hornet.
Yeah.
Well, hornet's not so bad. The only things they go in droves. You know, yellow jacket is just, you know, he's a real braggart. You know, he'll jump out there and get you and go back to the house. But hornets, you know, they'll come and get you. Usually the problem is that somebody will knock the hornet's nest down, you know, and it's the whole shit pot full of them that get you know what I mean? And it can kill you. You know, it can really mess you up.
What about these insects that are bad about burrowing up under your skin, making your skin itch?
The red bugs?
Yeah.
Chiggers? Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, red bug and a chigger. You know, when you're little, you know, that's the daily routine. You go in the house and pull your clothes off, and mama or daddy one, you know, scratches a red bugs out of your crotch, you know. I mean, you know, it sounds silly, but it was true because, you know, if you left them in there, you'd get raw and you scratch them and they'd bleed, and next thing you know, you'd have infantigo. And, everybody'd think you had smallpox and nobody'd come see you, right?
What about different kinds of snakes?
You got just about every kind in the world around here. You got some real funny snakes, you know. You got chicken snakes and rat snakes and king snakes and garden snakes and garter snakes and, you know, none of which are poisonous. They're all, you know, scare the shit out of you. A friend of mine got bit one time. He was at home by himself, which a lot of us were back then. You know, parents worked in there. He got bit by a snake, and he immediately ran out toward the road. And we lived on a road where, you know, if somebody was out there, they were either going home or going to town. I mean, you know, it wasn't just high traffic, you know, going down through there. So he ran out to the road, and this old man that drives about 20 happened to be going down the road, and he hollered and got him stopped, and he took him to the hospital. Doctor said, what kind of snake was it? And he said, man, I don't know. It must have been a chicken snake, because when he bit me, I ran, you know. But there's some of the most poisonous snakes in the world are right around here, too. The moccasin, the water moccasin, or cottonmouth moccasin, whatever you want to call them, they are something else, man. You can smell them if you're sharp. I mean, you know, if you get in an area where there's a lot of them. And a couple of times in my lifetime, I've known guys... you know, they go out in the country and they find an old pool and they build a, you know, jump board, a diving board. And, you know, they get up there playing and they dive off in it and they land in a bed of moccasins. And, and this one guy over close to Oklahoma must have been about 12, 14 years, longer than that, I guess. Yeah, about 14 years ago. And they dived off out in an old pool and jumped in a bed of moccasins. I mean, they just weave together, you know, it's just like earthworms, you know. And they just groove around in the water. And they just, you know, attacked him and just bit him all to pieces. I mean, just every part of his body was snake bit and, you know, almost immediate death. Because one of them bites you, and if he really gets a good hook into you, you got about 30 minutes, you know, if you don't panic. And of course, we got rattlesnakes, and we have rattlesnake pilots. Rattlesnake pilot is kind of like it's a rattlesnake, but it doesn't have rattlers. There's another name for them. What is the other name for them? I can't think. I mean, the scientific name. Yeah, we call them rattlesnake pilots. Why, I don't know. They don't fly around or nothing. And, of course, there's black racers. Black racer is what it is. It's a black snake, and he's scared of you. Snakes are basically scared of, you know, anything and anybody. And the black racer, though, if you know, a lot of people see a snake and they'll take off running. Well, that snake just happens to have just barely enough sense to chase you. And he'll get right behind you, boy, just getting it, you know. I guess he thinks you're running away from whatever it is he's running away from. You know, and he comes with you.
Yeah.
And, but a chicken snake, they'll eat an egg, they'll eat a rat, you know, and king snakes eat other snakes.